picked apples for a while when I was young. I grew up in an apple orchard. Ported cars in Manhattan and Manhattan Ford for, I don't know, 7-8 months. And I never really had to hold down. I got a record deal with Jive when I was like 18, so I pretty much did music all the time. That's what I always did.
Kid Rock was born Robert James Ritchie on January the 17th, 1971. He grew up in a small, suburban, middle-class town called Romeo, situated 40 miles north of Detroit in the state of Michigan. Needless to say, there was not much excitement to be had in Romeo. Kid soon grew resentful towards the area and frustrated with this conservative provincial society, which he constantly referred to as a hick town. He also found his early family life difficult. Coming from a strict Catholic background, he had high moral expectations thrust upon him. Going to church every Sunday became expected of him, and swear words were positively taboo, punishable by washing your mouth out with soap and warm water. Slightly ironic, really, as Kid Rock is one of the most explicit and foul-mouthed rock stars around today. Along with moral responsibilities, he was also given a lot of hard work to do. Growing up in a rural area meant that he had to take a hand in the chores and help with feeding the family's horses, cleaning out the stables, picking apples, and mowing huge acres of grass. This was not how most young kids would want to spend their time. And soon, he began to get bored and bad-tempered. Being the third of four children in the family ensured that he would always be vying for attention. Often, his parents would hold lavish parties for their friends and family. Sure enough, when these parties were in full swing, the young kid would dress up in a cowboy hat and boots and entertain the assembled throng with a selection of classic country songs. This gave him his first experience of performing, and from the young Bob Ritchie, the Kid Rock alter ego began to emerge. It was during his teenage years that he discovered an enthusiasm for doing what would eventually make him his name, DJing. One day, when watching the television, he saw someone scratching and mixing records on some decks. Instantly smitten with the idea, he naturally wanted to try the same thing himself. However, spinning felt on his mother's stereo and scratching Beatles records using the volume knob was not going to get him the right results. Also, breaking the stereo made him rather unpopular with his folks. Undaunted, he saved up enough money to buy his own proper DJ turntables. In next to no time, he became a natural at mixing and scratching records and discovered that he could skillfully merge together all his favourite musical styles. Along with this came a passion for a brand new craze that was now sweeping the nation – hip-hop. His previous attraction to more standard rock music had now taken a backseat, and Kid was now a burgeoning B-boy, going to every hip-hop and rap show that he could find. In tandem with this, he joined a local breakdancing crew, the Furious Funkers. As well as becoming an expert DJ, he was now proving himself to be a mean body mover. This ultimately earned him his nickname, as people would remark to themselves as they watched him breakdance, "Look at that white kid rock!" Before long, he was in great demand. High school dances, talent shows, youth clubs, and local parties all wanted his expertise on the decks and his skills at selecting the best sounds for a wicked party vibe. One night, at one of these events, he met one of the few black kids from the town, who invited him to a party in the Mount Clements district in northeast Detroit. Before too long, the word of the young 15-year-old Kid Rock was spreading like wildfire. However, still living in the village of Romeo, Kid was jaded and unhappy, and sought attention in less positive ways. Bad school grades and unruly conduct, coupled with instances of petty vandalism and threatening behaviour, meant that he was never out of trouble for long. His family would not let him go unpunished, and in the end, it all became too much for him. At the age of 17, he left home for good. Running away to the area where his reputation was fast spreading proved the next important step in his life. For someone who grew up with a love of hip-hop, rap, rock, and partying, there was no better place to be than Detroit.